missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.
Remember the other week I was talking to you, I said that there was some logging about to start in the Nambucca area, and I wasn't very happy about it because we've had all them fires that were pretty devastating.
Yeah, so you don't want to have what's left taken away from us.
Well, this is true. And I saw a protest being done, and we've got Sandy on the line. Now, Sandy, I'm going to get this right. Ginagay, yam, dare, ngina, gada yagugu. Hang on.
Is that right?
You did it pretty well. Ginagay, you mob. Yeah, gumbengi.
I said, hello, it's good to meet you.
Oh,
I tried.
You did well, brother. Thank you for trying. That's the main thing, yeah.
Well, I thought it would be nice because then, but obviously the phonetics and stuff I was trying to learn myself. So I sat there and I was like, it's one of these three ways, I'll get it right. But it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. We're very grateful that you've given up your time. Sandy, look, it's a dark day in Nambucca as far as we're concerned.
It is, yeah, it is. You know, having our sacred ancient rainforest logged for anyone, especially straight after the bushfires, it's devastating.
And you're a Goombanga custodian native title holder as well. What does it mean to be a title holder?
Yes, I am a Goombangi traditional owner custodian. Well, there's a huge cultural responsibility that comes with that.
Mm.
And, you know, it's always about protecting country, protecting culture, protecting the oldest continuous culture in human history. And Goombangi culture, Goombangi people, we're very lucky because our culture is thriving. It's everywhere to see. Our language has been revived. You know, we know many of our sacred sites and our ceremonious sites. So when things like, you know, the logging of our forests commence without any consultation with traditional owners, obviously we need to stand up and make a really strong stance against it.
We just had massive bushfires. Animals are dying. They need places to live. You look at it any way you want, it does not look good to start logging an area that has been so devastated on the Mid-North Coast, absolutely decimated.
Mm.
That's right. This is all our concern. This is business for all of us to be extremely concerned about. We've got swim lines that cut straight through where they're logging. We've got men's and women's sacred water holes. The song line that they're currently logging is the one that connects us back to our original creator ancestor. So culturally we need to fight. But also, as you just mentioned, why would you log in unburnt forest with old growth when we've just had the most devastating fires in Australian history, you know, in recent Australian history?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, it's one of the last habitats for koalas. You know, logging just makes that whole area more fire prone. We've got natural habitats for rare ecological species that now have nowhere to go if we log. I mean, it's just everywhere you look at it, it's nonsensical, as my mum says. It's just greed.
There's a percentage of logging being done every year, and it doesn't sound like they're reducing that, even though we have had that across the entire country, the forest land decimated. Is that about right?
No, that's correct. It's just nonsensical. It's the age-old conservative way of thinking that we need to log to create jobs. It's the same thing with the mining. It's just the conservative way of thinking.
Right.
Obviously we need to rebuild after the fires, but guess what? We have sustainable materials. Why don't we look into hemp, bamboo? I mean, let's move into this into a green future. Not timbers, not old growth. But let's use other sustainable materials.
Is there enough of that sustainable materials, though? Because if you think about it, they revegetate our state forests for that very reason, that if they're allowed to sustainably log there, well, then where else are they going to do it if they can't do it in your Nambucca Heads state forest?
Hemp brick. You can make incredible buildings and structures out of hemp brick.
Mm.
You do not need to. You don't need to log old growth rainforests. They are so rare and so precious, and we need them in every single way. That's our cultural heritage. I know it's hard for a lot of people to get their head around, well, we can't see this culture.
You're absolutely right. And this is a knock to, I know people that work in the Forestry Corp that during the fires were doing a lot of work. They were clearing roads. They were doing a lot of really important tasks to help people and to help out the other emergency services. But I think it needs to absolutely be questioned. Say, for argument's sake, they have to log a certain amount each year, but you've got a lot less because there's been massive fires. Mm. Do you keep the current percentage of logging being done, or do you reduce it because you're taking too much away?
The Forest Corporation say that they've done a cultural and harvest plan before they started logging.
Right.
No, they haven't. They have not consulted with any of the Goombanga people. They have not consulted with any of us traditional owners. So they have breached their obligation and they are trespassing. So we, as sovereign people, are protesting and we are encouraging people to write to their local members, to go. I'm doing national radio this week. We just got to get the word out there. We have enough people who are aware of this, and obviously as a collective, as a community, they're going to have to be held accountable. They have to stop logging because they are decimating cultural heritage sites.
What's the procedure in terms of going about that? Because we know, I saw a video of your, was it your brother that handed them the letter that served them the notice of trespass?
Yeah, that's my big brother. He's the chief of the Goombanga Nation. He handed them a notice of trespass and a demand to stop logging.
Yep.
Our fires for no conciliation or consent. They laughed in his face. They said some horrible things about him to me and my family. And they just continued logging the next day, and they're logging today, and they intend to log 100 hectares of the national forest.
Is that a fact? All right. Well, we got something to say about that. Where can people go? This is the important thing. Where can people go and what can people do to help stop this?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of people on the ground protesting. You can support the Goombanga Tent Embassy. We're going to be there 24/7. And, you can write letters. You can share things on social media. You can go on the radio. You can come and help us protest. It's just it's what we do as people. We just get, we just have to use our platforms and use our voices to stop this, because once they're gone, they're gone.
We're going to do the best we can to make people aware of this and to help peacefully protest, as what we've seen you do.
Well, yeah, just interviewing me today and getting the word out there, and, that's a huge step in the right direction. So I really appreciate your support and for the platform.
No,
we're glad.
Well, let me see if I can do this. Yari Yarang. Wait. Jinda. There we go.
Oh, he just said goodbye, sister. And now I'm going to say to you, yada yada ngagu, goodbye, brother, and thank you so much for your both.
Oh, that's made me quite happy.
Thanks, Sandy.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.